You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Let's welcome to the show Grammy-nominated artist Elle King. How are you, Elle?
I'm good. How are you, Mario?
I'm well. So nice to hear from you. Congrats on the new album. It is out now, Shake the Spirit. It's a cool title. What's the significance of the title?
Well, I think it's about, you know, if anybody's ever felt down and out, you got to kind of shake your spirit free. You got to shake the darkness off you.
Yes. Yes, you do, actually. And did you feel that the success of your debut, X's and O's, gave you more freedom with this album, or did you feel more pressure?
Oh, it definitely gave me freedom. I remember I had like a dinner with one of the A&Rs, and I was like, listen, man, I gave you X's and O's. Let me make the music I want to make. And he just said, okay. And I went and I made the whole album with my band, The Brethren, and it's something that, you know, not just myself, but we're all just really proud of it. It's something that's very close to all of our hearts, and it means a lot to all of us. So we're just so excited that it's finally going to be out in the world.
And the new single is Shame. Are you the one doing the shaming, or are you being shamed?
I'm definitely doing the shaming. I've been kind of a bad influence. I mean, not like horrible things. I'm not malicious, but I've been known to be a little rowdy. And so this is just another kind of playful poke at, I guess, the kind of person and friend I am. But it's never bad stuff, just kind of bad.
Well, you've been pretty candid about the struggles this past year with the marriage ending, the PTSD. Was there a turning point where you could see the light at the end of the tunnel?
I don't know. It was a long process of all of this, but I started to think about, you know, what I was putting out into the world and how I treated myself and what was going on in my own life, and I think that everything changes in your life when you start loving yourself and you start taking care of yourself better. And whether it's mental or physical or any of that, it can only bring good things into your life. And so I cut out a lot of bad things and I cut out a lot of bad people. And I don't know, it's a life journey, you know, trying to be on the up and up. But yeah, a lot of great things have come since I've made better choices. And I'm really proud to be in the best state of mind to put out this music and put my message out in the world.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, you got a clean house sometimes.
Yeah.
And you've had the number one song now in pop, country, and alternative. What do you think is the secret to your crossover appeal?
Good music.
Right?
I think so. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I did a lot of groundwork with X's Nose, and I met a lot of people at every radio station, and then I had the blessing of singing with Dierks Bentley. And that, you know, got my foot in country. And I don't know. I was just nice to people. And when you're nice to people, I think they kind of want to root for you, you know? So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And you're back on the road right now. What's the live show like? You got a full band with you?
Yeah. Yeah. We just did ACL. And I think we had 10 band members on stage. But currently, me and the Brethren, there's six of us. The live show is a definite... it's not like a full departure from our old live show, but right. It's definitely a bigger production, and it's really, really fun. It's a lot of energy, and it's just a pretty good show, and we're all excited to finally be getting to tour again.
Nice. What are you going to dress up as for Halloween?
Oh, I can't tell you.
It's a secret?
Yeah, but maybe I'll tell you just because you're Mario.
Okay, sounds good.
I think we're going to be playing voodoo, and we're going to dress up as really old people.
Ooh. Old people are scary.
No, they're nice. Hey, my grandma is an elderly woman. She's obsessed with you. Mario, my grandmother chased you down the Grove one time.
Did she really?
I swear to God, yeah.
Well, she was not scary. I'm sure she was adorable. And please give her my love and tell her she's welcome to chase me down at Universal Studios anytime.
That sounds like a horror movie. Like some old lady chasing Mario through the Grove.
Oh, that's the sweetest. That's the sweetest. What about for the holidays? Do you get to chill out? Are you staying put back home?
Oh, I'm doing Thanksgiving at my house this year.
Oh, nice. You cooking or are you ordering in?
Oh, no, I cook. I cook like a mad woman.
Really?
Yeah. We're probably going to have, like, I don't know, 15, 20 people, and it's going to be really fun. I'm very excited. The holidays are my favorite. I love family. I love to be surrounded by people I love, and I love cooking. So we're going to have lots of little ones with full tummies.
Oh, that's cool. I love to hear that. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Current song obsession.
Oh, I'm obsessed with Thunderclouds by LSD.
Okay. Last movie you saw in theaters?
In theaters, Jurassic World.
Mm. Celebrity crush growing up?
Growing up, Devon Sawa. Oh, no, I said Mario Lopez. No.
Devon Sawa. I remember that kid. Essential tour bus snack.
Oh, essential tour bus snack. We love seaweed and popcorn.
Ooh, seaweed. Together or separately?
It all goes down the same tube, yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay, seaweed. Hmm. If you could be any animal, what would you pick?
Ooh, probably a monkey.
Monkeys are mean.
Hey, they can be cool, they can be cool. Or something underwater, an underwater animal. I'm a water creature, so I don't know. I can't decide.
Okay, okay. No, we got one of each then. Well, congrats on everything. And listen to Shake the Spirit right now at iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. You can follow her on Instagram at Elle King. Thanks so much, Elle, for taking the time to come in. Have fun on the road. Say hi to your grandma for me, please.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.